And from June 12th through the 15th, purchase any grill, $2.99 or more, and receive a free 20-pound LP fill-up. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many other great deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by the Creative Outlet with custom-made scrapbooking supplies and consignment clothing.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. South Florida still swamped with rain. Flash flooding emergencies in areas south of Tampa to over south of Fort Lauderdale.
What's it like seeing your neighborhood like this right now?
It's scary.
ABC's Victor Okendo talking with somebody in Hallandale Beach, where they got nearly 20 inches of rain yesterday. Roads covered with water, drivers stranded, flights delayed. This is the final day of the G7 World Leader Summit in Italy. ABC White House correspondent Karen Travers has more.
President Biden sits down today on the sidelines of the G7 summit with Pope Francis. The two share a close relationship. They last met in 2021, and the president has spoken frequently about how the Pope comforted his family after his son Beau's death in 2015. At the top of their agenda, the wars in Ukraine and Gaza. They'll also discuss artificial intelligence and climate change. Karen Travers, ABC News. Washington.
Earlier today, Pope Francis met with about 100 comedians at the Vatican to talk about the importance of laughter. This is ABC News. More questions expected today from the Supreme Court as the court's longest-serving justice, Clarence Thomas, faces new questions about some of his vacations.
Clarence Thomas took three previously unreported trips on a private jet owned by Harlan Crow, a Texas real estate billionaire and GOP mega donor. One of those trips up to northern Montana near Glacier Lake and then down to Dallas, where Crow lives, another to Thomas's hometown of Savannah, Georgia, and one to San Jose, California, and back.
The trips uncovered by the Senate Judiciary Committee. A lawyer for Clarence Thomas says he thought they were covered by an exception to the disclosure rules. An off-duty firefighter says he was just in the right place at the right time. Jace Pickle was at a graduation in Marshall County, Tennessee, when a man suddenly collapsed.
When I got to him, I felt for a pulse. I didn't feel one. He wasn't breathing. I just started CPR. So next thing you know, he's coming back around talking to us.
Pickle says someday he'd like to have a Dr. Pepper with the man. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At the Creative Outlet, we sell beautiful, detailed, handmade greeting cards for many different occasions. 6 days a week, you can come in and pick out a thoughtful card to brighten someone's day when they open their mail. We are the Creative Outlet, open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5 on Court Street in Richland Center, bringing you the option to shop one-of-a-kind handmade gifts all year round.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. As seasons in our lives change, so do our final wishes and plans of how we intend to financially support our final wishes. We at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are here to assist you in reviewing your current life insurance policies and to assist you in protecting your life insurance policies to fulfill your final wishes. If you do not currently have a written or financial plan in place, we will be glad to assist you in setting up a guaranteed financial plan to fulfill your final wishes, whatever they may be.
Saturday night, be at Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston for the 6th anniversary. Start the day with a poker run. Registration begins at 9:30 at Summit Ridge Supper Club, with the run kicking off at 10:30. The entry fee is just $20 with 100% payback. Just make a purchase at each stop. Return to Summit Ridge by 6 p.m., then rock out with live music from Kay Sterling and the 85 Silver Band from 8 until midnight. Don't miss this exciting event, all in support of our veterans. Summit Ridge, supporting our veterans. Be there Saturday at Summit Ridge, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
You're invited to join Trinity Apostolic Faith Church at 489 South Larson in Richland Center to learn more about the basic truths found in Scripture. On Sunday mornings, school begins at 9:30 with morning worship at 11, evening worship at 5, and on Wednesdays, Bible study begins at 7. Enjoy a warm, traditional environment as you learn about Jesus. No collections are taken at the Apostolic Faith Church. For more information, call 608-647-3406 or go to apostolicfaith.org.
Consider this. Roy Allen, a strong-willed young man with a taste for liquor and a terrible temper, often taking out his frustrations on the farm animals, moved from Minnesota with his family to Cove, Oregon. His sister sent him literature that told of victory over sin, and God began to deal with Roy's heart. Roy attended special services nearby, and there a terrible darkness came over him, and he knew he was lost. God cornered me up, he recounted. I am so thankful that I went to the altar that night, got on my knees, and prayed to God with all my heart. As I knelt there, a minister shared, "Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." Thank God I surrendered. You talk about a surprise. I didn't have any idea that God could be so real to a person on this earth, but I felt the burden of sin roll off and God filled my heart with joy and peace. What a miracle. Your friends at the Apostolic Faith Church thank you for considering this.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A happy Friday to you. The U.S. Drought Monitor Report came out yesterday, the latest report, and still has part of our area under abnormally dry conditions. We could knock that out over the next 5 to 7 days. As I'm studying the latest forecast model runs and just getting a hold of the pattern, there will be parts of the Midwest over the next 5 to 7 days that could pick up 5 to 6 inches of rain, and that could be close to our area, though trends are that would be more west and north of Richland Center. Today, though, no rain expected. Sunshine today, a few clouds here and there with a high near 80. Increasing clouds tonight, lows around 55. And Saturday starts partly to mostly cloudy. We'll warm up to about 78 by the early afternoon. Scattered showers are possible during the day on Saturday near and after the noon hour, but any rain that falls, accumulations will be minor. Now, Saturday night into Sunday, periods of rain are possible with occasional thunder. Across the northern half of Wisconsin and east central Minnesota, widespread rain with showers and storms, and to our north, that's where there could be 1 to 2 inches of rain. So we'll be on the southern side of that, and again, we could see some periods of rain as a result of that bigger complex drifting over the upper Midwest. Saturday night, a low near 67, while Sunday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, warm and humid, rising up to 88 degrees. And next week, humidity a good chunk of the week, as well as some heat. 91 Monday, partly cloudy overall, a 40% chance of showers and storms. A smaller chance of showers and storms on Tuesday, about 30%. Otherwise, partly cloudy, warm and humid, up to 92. And then a better chance for showers and storms Wednesday and Thursday, about 50% right now. Humid with highs in the mid-80s and lows near 70. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. A happy Friday to you.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com. 68 with sunshine. 81 was yesterday's high. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of precipitation. A record high was set in 1970 on June 14th at 96. Record low 38 in 1958. Last year's high was 85 and the low 54. Sunset will occur at 8:43 this evening. Sunrise time 5:21. Coming up for tomorrow morning. The air is calm currently. The barometer is steady at 29.99. No precipitation today. We were early on today at 60. That is, make that 55 degrees. We're up from that. It is 58.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time, sponsored by Hillsboro Equipment. Locally owned and operated with products to make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. And Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. Coming up in sports, a recap of more state tournament action. The WIAA baseball tournament concluded yesterday. Soccer continues this weekend. And details on the Brewers getting ready for a big key weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds. Plus, if we can make connections, we will have Mike Clemens join us to talk about some Wisconsin sports in a little bit and look back to a year ago in sports and what we were recapping on the 14th of June. And that's all coming up in sports.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. In WIAA baseball championship action yesterday in Division 4, Oliva Strum captured the title with an 11-1 win over Northwood Solon Springs. Division 3 was won by Aquinas, 6-4 over Kenosha St. Joseph. Division 2, victorious in that game was Edgewood with a 12-6 victory against Mosinee, and De Pere won the Division 1 state title with a 5-1 win over Sun Prairie East. Yesterday, the WIAA girls soccer tournament, Division 4 semifinal action, Cedar Grove Belgium won over Regis McDonald 6-0, and the Prairie School was a 7-1 winner against Kiel. In the Division 3 semifinals, Plymouth 4-0 over Rice Lake, and Catholic Memorial shut out McFarland 1-0. Action continues today in Division 2. In Game 1 at 11, Oregon plays River Falls. In Game 2, Cedarburg against Whitefish Bay at around 1:30. This afternoon at 4:30 in the semifinals, Wanakee plays Kimberly, followed at 7 by Muskego and Brookfield East as well. It's a big weekend for local baseball.
This Father's Day weekend is full of home talent baseball action. Here are the weekend's games. Starting on Friday in the northern section, Mazomani will be at Black Earth. The rest of the northern section action on Sunday, Cross Plains will be at Ashton. Plain will travel to Casanova. Reedsburg will be at Sauk Prairie, and Wanakee will be at Middleton. In the western section on Sunday, Belleville travels to Dodgeville. Schultzburg-Benton will be at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Arena will travel to Wyoda. Muscadet will travel to Ridgeway. Verona will be at Argyle, and Hollandale will be at Blanchardville. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. And in last night's home talent baseball action, Reedsburg was a winner over Dodgeville 10-5, and Arena beat Wisconsin Dells 8-1. The Brewers get back to action this evening after a day off yesterday. They'll be taking on the division rival Cincinnati Reds. First pitch time at 7:10, pregame time 6:35 on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Starting with that pregame show, kicking off a weekend of baseball action, the Brewers and the Reds. Yesterday in baseball, it was a win for St. Louis over Pittsburgh, 4-3. The Mets topped Miami, 3-2. In the American League, Kansas City, 4. The Yankees, 3. Minnesota, 6-2 over Oakland. And the White Sox beat Seattle, 3-2. Interleague play, Detroit 7-2 over Washington, Atlanta 6, Baltimore 3, Tampa Bay 3-2 over the Cubs, Boston 9, Philadelphia 3, Arizona 11-1 over the Angels, and Texas topped the Dodgers 3-1. In the NHL playoffs, Florida claimed a victory 4-3 over Edmonton. WRCO Sports looks back 1 year. The baseball playoffs were going on. In fact, we are at the state tournament level and in Division IV semifinal action. This was a highlight from our sports report exactly 1 year ago today.
Here we go. Bases loaded. Bottom of nine. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air. This should do it. Left fielder is back. Back. And he's not got it. He missed it. And the winning run is going to score. The Bulldogs win. And they're going to play on Thursday. Sammy Clary got it out there deep enough.
The Bulldogs scored the win to move on to the state championship game, which was played on June 15th in 2023. So a year ago tomorrow, the Bulldogs would capture a D4 title. We'll have more sports in just a moment.
Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Welcome back to WRCO Sports. I'm Phil Nee. We have Mike Clemens, courtesy of WRCO Sports, live today. How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing real well. Wanted to get your comments. First of all, one of the state sports stories, 76ers Joel Embiid saying that he thinks the Bucks gave the Celtics the NBA championship by getting rid of Drew Holiday. Any opinion on that?
Well, Drew is a great player for the Bucks, really well-liked on the roster, in the community, in the Milwaukee area. And then Giannis goes down with that back injury against the Miami Heat. And they were hoping that Drew was going to be able to step up in terms of a shooter and scoring points, you know, which he didn't. And so the Heat end up, you know, getting past and then going deep into the playoffs after that. So in the meantime, you know, I think Giannis might have had an opinion there and said, you know, we need another shooter. And I think John Horst felt that way. The owners probably felt that way. So they pull off, you know, the deal to get Damian Lillard in from the Portland Trail Blazers. Trailblazers were going to go through a rebuild, and Dame knew that, you know, he's now in his early 30s, prime of his career. He's like, okay, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. So he makes the move to Milwaukee. The Bucks trade Drew to Portland. The Portland said, we're in a rebuild, and so they got some more picks out of the Celtics, and now here he is. And the Celtics end up, you know, leading the Eastern Conference all year long, playing as a team, and, you know, some great coaching, great roster building from Brad Stevens, a former head coach himself. And now here they are, it's 3-0. If they win tonight in Dallas against the Mavericks, they win their first NBA championship since 2008 when the head coach was Doc Rivers. So it comes full circle. But, you know, here's the other thing. So Doc Rivers comes in and says, well, you know, we need someone that's out there. We've got these shooters like Milton and Giannis, you know, and Damian, but we need somebody in their face. So they bring in the veteran Patrick Beverley. Well, you know, Beverley is a very aggressive defensive player, and he's in your face and annoys guys as they're bringing the ball across the line, and great energy that way. But there's a reason why Patrick's been on three or four different teams in his career, because he's a little nuts. Like the last game of the season, where we have him now on videotape throwing basketballs at, you know, at fans, you know, trying to hit him in the head. He hit a lady in the head with it. And now he's going to be facing a four-game suspension to start the season if he's even back next fall for the Bucks. So, you know, they would have loved to have had Drew and Dame, I think, on the court, you know, for that defender. But, you know, that just doesn't happen. So I don't know if they made a mistake having to give up Drew Holiday to get Damian Lillard here. I think that the Bucks need other younger players to play that Patrick Beverley role.
Indeed. Speaking of the NBA, FX has a series called Clipped. Is there a tie to Wisconsin in that, Mike?
There is. Do you realize it's been 10 years since the owner of the L.A. Clippers, Donald Sterling, was a divorce lawyer, made a lot of money, invested early in the NBA, brought this Clippers team up from, San Diego up to L.A., and then, you know, was openly having affairs with young women and all the girlfriends sitting to him right next to her in the stands. Well, then she ends up breaking up with him and releasing these audio tapes that have him saying all these horrible racial slurs. And the NBA said, all right, that's it. You're banned from the association for life, and you're going to have to sell your team. Do you remember all that going down?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who the head coach was then? Doc Rivers.
I had forgotten that, I guess.
Yeah. Lawrence Fishburne is going to play him in this film. And it's a new series, I guess. It's called Clipped on FX. I think you can get it on Hulu. Donald Sterling is going to be played by Ed O'Neill, you know, the guy from Married with Children and, mm-hmm. and Modern Family. But I just thought that was interesting. I forgot all about that, too. Like, you know, it'll be interesting to see all the stuff that Doc Rivers had been through during that period with the L.A. Clippers and the change in the ownership. When they sold that franchise, it was for $2 billion. Remember that? Everybody was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, everybody, all professional sports thought, these franchises are worth that much now? And so that was a big game changer. But, yeah, that might be something to look forward to this summer.
Yeah, something to look forward to is indeed. Well, let's look forward to the Brewers this weekend against the Cincinnati Reds. In first place, this is a key series, but I guess everyone is asking, how are the Brewers doing this, Mike?
I don't know how, because I was just looking at the roster this morning, Phil, and of their 10 starting pitchers, six of them now are in the injured reserve list. This Robert Gasser kid who they brought up looks so good, so sharp, fastball, good placement, even locations of every corner. All of a sudden, he's got this sore elbow. Now that, you know, he's going after a third opinion. Looks like he's probably going to have surgery. I'm already thinking, you know, this guy, you know, I probably am not going to have him this year. So they have to keep on bringing up these guys. But they're innovative. Like the other day against the Blue Jays, they pulled off a double steal. Bryce Terang is on first base. Blake Perkins, who's been doing great at center field, is on third. There's two outs. They hadn't scored. They'd been scoreless, like, through up into the sixth inning. And Terang runs to second. He somehow baits the catcher to throw to second. The second baseman's like, wait, what are we doing here? Kind of bobbles the ball. And that allowed Blake Perkins to go down as stealing home plate, a double steal. And so after the game, Pat Murphy, the manager, was asked, you know, who called that? He said, we saw it on tape. That pitcher is a good fastball guy, but he's kind of a slow delivery, a slow start. And we said, hey, wait a minute, there's an opportunity there. If there's two outs and we've got men on first and third, let's go for it. And they did. And it got their five-run rally. They ended up winning 5-4 that day. Murphy keeps on coming up with these innovative things through his coaching staff and talking these things through and going past the analytics and just finding, as he calls it, finding things that change the momentum of the game.
Mm-hmm. That's a little refreshing, him going against the analytics a little bit and kind of going with all of his years of baseball knowledge. I think he's doing a great job.
Meanwhile, Craig Counsell down there with the Cubs, and he's got a great starting staff, not doing well with the relievers. The bats are down and all that. The Cubs lost again to the Tampa Bay Rays last night in Tampa, and the Cubs have now lost 8 of their last 9 series.
Hmm. Well, some can feel sorry for him, I guess.
Whatever. Not going to be me.
Whatever. Well, let's just jump to another top story. Aaron Rodgers is skipping the Jets' mandatory mini camp. And I know you cover the Packers all through the Aaron Rodgers era. Mike, I guess my question is, has he always been a little bit, I don't know how to describe it, you know, a little bit out there? But or is this something that's, you know, kind of changed in his personality over the years?
It seems to get... He seems to create his own distractions more and more in the last couple of years. It just seems to get to be further out of control. For example, you know, years ago, you know, you could talk to some of the players that might get invited over to the house, and you got a barbecue, and he looks up at the sky, and he sees, you know, the contrail of a jet airliner, the white tail there, the smoke, and say, "Did you ever think that that could cause cancer?" Like, oh, okay. You know, he's always been out there with conspiracies and UFOs and all that. That's all fine. That's all. But, you know, in the last couple of years, he felt he was attacked for doing something different than just taking the vaccination like all the NFL players were asked to take. And, you know, he got kind of caught in a lie about what his course of action was that. Now he fights that stuff. I remember there was a moment, Phil, when the quarterback from the 49ers that was taking the knee all the time, the name escapes me.
Right? Kaepernick?
Yeah, Kaepernick was taking the knee. And so other players, NFL teams, were like, okay, we're going to stay inside during the national anthem, or we'll hold arms or something like that, kind of a show of unity because of some of the issues that Colin was trying to bring up then. All right, okay, fine, whatever. But, you know, he said then, people said, well, do you understand that, you know, the fans don't want you guys talking about politics? And his reply was brilliant. He says, you know, sports and politics are closer than you think. I mean, you know, they're both things that can have issues that can trigger temper, right, and heated discussions. And so, you know, he's always tempered his opinions, which is fine. But somehow, you know, Peyton Manning and Eli Manning and Drew Brees and even Patrick Mahomes seem to win football games and, you know, save their moments, you know, I guess at the right time. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, Aaron has spent so much time now doing interviews and podcasts, going way into topics that are so far off from, and in the meantime, he's still looking to get his second Super Bowl ring. And so he goes to the New York Jets, and Robert Saleh, the head coach, is a good guy. This guy is Matt LaFleur's best friend. He was best man at his wedding. And he's a great coach, too, and well-read. And so you put together this whole plan and this schedule and say, okay, here's our last rehearsal, you know, before we go into the training camp and start the season. And when the guy who touches the ball in every snap says, you know, a week or two before, you know, something's come up, it's a really important event, I'm not coming to minicamp, it leaves the head coach hanging. You know, it puts him in a bad place. And it is a bigger deal than... Some people say, oh, it's no big deal. He'll skip minicamp. He'll get into the season. If they win games, no one's going to remember this. No, it's a negative chapter, and he doesn't have to do that. It's disappointing from because, of course, he's the guy who said things just a few months ago like, you know, if you're not about winning every day, then it's time for you to get out of this building. Well, now the New York Post has got those quotes up in the paper and say, so where's Aaron Rodgers?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And again, I guess also like the Craig Council thing we're talking about, it's not our worry anymore. So here in Wisconsin anyway.
No. But you know what? Did you see Tom Brady come back the other night and, you know, have his number retired with the Patriots?
No.
Yeah, it was a huge celebration. They had 60,000 fans there. And when I saw that, I thought, okay, someday we got to do that for Aaron Rodgers, too. But it's like, there's so many things that he's done that seem to be at times, you know, the man's entitled to his own opinion, understood. But, you know, the biggest thing he's supposed to represent, at least for now, is a quarterback in the NFL and now a guy, you know, who's playing for the Jets. And it just makes it kind of awkward as opposed to, you know, there's Brady. Even though he left to the Buccaneers, you know, he's basically about football. He's got other projects now going on after football. But those other guys don't seem to be the distraction like Aaron Rodgers has become the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Good stuff, Mike. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, Phil. Talk to you next week.
That's Mike Clemens joining us on WRCO Sports.
Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. Lakes Gas Company is the industry leader in propane supply and delivery. Dr. Terry Mohn supports youth of Southwest Wisconsin in extracurricular endeavors and encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Napa Auto and Truck Parts Richland Center in Boscobel, your local people serving you daily with Napa know-how.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadine. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
L&M Salvage is buying all types of aluminum, steel, copper, and brass. They buy farm machinery, cars, trucks, tractors, and auto batteries. If you need a hydraulic hose, they can make that for you. Looking for a part for your automobile or farm machinery? Give them a call at 647-3490 or stop by and see them on County Highway Y off of Highway 80, Richland Center. Serving you for over 53 years, where nobody is a stranger, just a friend they haven't met. At L&M Salvage.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Good morning, 8:30 the time. Welcome back, and we have fresh from the country some brand new releases today, sponsored by Julie Karen, State Farm Insurance.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Brand new releases coming up this half hour on WRCO. We'll play the brand new number one as well. We kick it off with the Zac Brown Band.
There's something in water around here. It's more than just boats and beers. It's new friends, old songs, sunsets, sing-alongs, and problems that disappear. And it don't matter where you're from or who you know, just pull up slow. You wanna tie up, put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie up. Cocktail cove, just laughing and lying and sunburned, frying the good times in stereo. Get a tube full of crickets and some bull peanuts, get an AM buzz and tie it up. Put your feet in the water, pop a cold top, just float like a bobber. And it don't matter if you're Mastercraft or your Bass Tracker, it don't matter. Tie up, coozy up a can, put a little sun on that farmer's tan. Leave your troubles on the bank and your gas in the tank. Just worry about what's in your cup and tie it up. And tie it up.
Brand new, fresh from the country on WRCO Radio, and a little tune called Tie Up. Great to have you along here for some brand new, brand spanking new releases on WRCO Radio. Terry Clark has a new one with Ben Rector. It's called Now That I Found You. Fresh from the country in just a moment here on WRCO, and also we're getting a little closer to our trivia question of the day.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490. Ready to upgrade your lawn care game? Hillsboro Equipment has unbeatable deals. Save $200 on the brand new John Deere S220 lawn tractors and a whopping $400 on the John Deere Z370R electric Z-Track zero-turn mowers. At Hillsboro Equipment, locally owned and operated, offering products that make your outdoor living easier and more enjoyable. With experience, fair prices, and friendly atmosphere. They are big enough to meet all your equipment needs, yet small enough to know you by name. Visit Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, and Slama's Lawn and Sport in Reedsburg today and take advantage of these incredible savings.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Karastan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Our trivia question of the day is coming up from WRCO, sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside. Kenny, the wannabe baker, has not baked the cookies that we'll give away, so they're safe. Anyway, here's a new one from Tucker Wetmore.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line. Saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it all a thousand times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love. Kind of boys you're probably done with, they're done. I bet you heard the stories, and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me, and now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug, bet a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing, missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
WRCO Radio, where our trivia question of the day is next as we get set for the weekend in Southwest Wisconsin. In a poll of children under the age of 12, when asked what they thought was the hardest thing about being a mommy, what was the response of several of the kids? Pretty good percentage. In a poll of children under the age of 12, when asked what they thought was the hardest thing about being a mommy, what was the response of several of the kids? That's today's question. 608-647-4155, the Hot Contest Line. Sponsored today by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
You're gonna hurt sometimes, leave you to be by the side of the road with the dirt and debris and her name in the dust on your face and you can't shake it off. You're gonna learn something you don't wanna learn when the taste of the fruit leaves the bite or the burn and you're taking your heart and your phone and you're turning them off. But still you're gonna love somebody.
Brand new, fresh from the country, that's Frankie Justin on WRCO Radio. We do not have a winner yet in trivia. We've had several guesses, such as waking up the kids, playing with the kids, packing their lunch, getting them dressed, or homework. In a poll of children under the age of 12, when asked what they thought was the hardest thing about being a mommy, what was the response of several of the kids? Well, we'll give you a little bit of a clue. Think about what's coming up this weekend. 608-647-4155. Good luck to you.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could get to heaven without dying? Make a couple million without trying? Land up on the moon without flying? Wouldn't it be great if you got the house without a down payment? You could win the game without playing. I'm just saying.
Let us win the fight.
Our hearts gotta get broke. Drowning in a whiskey bottle, crying on the floor. Breaking up and making up and slam a couple doors. You ain't gotta figure it out the first time around. Just get back.
brand new from Jackie Rohr. That's Learn About Love. And we have our winner in trivia. Gene Fruit is the right winner, the right call today. Again, this one a little bit timely as we head toward the weekend. In a poll of children under the age of 12, when asked what they thought was the hardest thing about being a mommy, the response of about 15% of the kids said, taking care of dad. So taking care of dad. So it's a Father's Day related question. And I'm guessing there are some that would say, yep, amen, including my wife, June. And I remember my mother, my dear mother, used to say, when I get that one raised, I'm going to sit with my feet up in the air. And I don't know whether she ever did or not, but long about 1987, I became June's problem. So anyway, congrats to Gene, our winner from WRCO Radio, and Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Join us for Taste of the Hills on Saturday, June 15th at Crosscup Park near the Killian Meyer Building. From 4 to 9 p.m., enjoy food, fun, and music for the entire family. Local favorite singer Kelly Long will perform from 4 to 6 p.m., followed by the Dan Lepian Band from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There are activities for the kids, so bring your lawn chair or blanket. Limited picnic seating is available under tents. Food and drink will be available for purchase from many local vendors. No admission fee, and please, no carry-ins. Don't miss it.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and we've got the perfect gift for Dad. Treat him to our comfy manual zero-wall recliner with easy, clean, faux leather upholstery. Storage arms and built-in cup holders make it the perfect spot for Dad to chill. Normally $659.99, now only $399.99. That's right, only $399.99 for ultimate comfort and style. Hurry into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street in Richland Center, because this deal is only good while supplies last. Celebrate your dad with a gift he'll love to use. Stop in today.
Choosing to bundle your auto and homeowners coverage isn't just convenient, it can save you money. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. On top of the monthly savings when bundling auto and homeowners, our agency can help you select affordable coverages and price options just for you. It's what we call the personal price plan. How do I start bundling? Well, whether you call, email, or drop by the office, talking to the Julie Karen State Farm team is the first step to discovering how much time, effort, and money you could save by bundling your auto and homeowners coverage. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Family Thrift Shop has been blessed with an abundance of summer clothes. The top to bottom to toe sale begins on June 12th to the 15th with all tops 50% off. June 19th to the 22nd, all bottoms and swimwear 50% off. And June 26th to 29th, all dresses, suit coats, and shoes 50% off. Come and shop with them and help support your local community. Donations are appreciated and accepted during business hours, Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 4. The Family Thrift Shop, located in downtown Richland Center, 120 South Main Street. See you there.
Give your home or office a luxurious look with ceramic tile flooring from All American Do It Center. Dahl Tile has seamless designs for residential or commercial applications. Enjoy the stain-proof, scratch-proof, waterproof, and fire-resistant feel and look. Plus, easily maintain the timeless beauty of a tile floor with Dahl Tile, the country's leading manufacturer of ceramic tile. Visit our Dahl Tile in-store display at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Rev up your spring with Fantastic Power Sports 50th Anniversary Boat Sale. Join us from June 11th to the 15th for days packed with savings. Explore the latest pontoons, tritunes, fishing boats, runabouts, and utility boats. Retail savings up to $15,000 on select 2024s and Fantastic Cash on 2023s up to $11,400 on select models while supplies last. We offer competitive financing and we want your trade-in. Don't miss out. June 11th to the 15th at Fantastic Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. 50 years of customer service. It's what we do.
Saturday night, be at Summit Ridge on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston for the 6th anniversary. Start the day with a poker run. Registration begins at 9:30 at Summit Ridge Supper Club, with the run kicking off at 10:30. The entry fee is just $20 with 100% payback. Just make a purchase at each stop. Return to Summit Ridge by 6 p.m., then rock out with live music from Kay Sterling and the 85 Silver Band from 8 until midnight. Don't miss this exciting event, all in support of our veterans. Summit Ridge, supporting our veterans. Be there Saturday at Summit Ridge, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
This week's most played country songs across the land. Ashley Cook, Your Place or Mine at number 5. Post Malone, and that one is at number 4. Well, I had some help. It is Bailey Zimmerman with Where It Ends at number 3. Kenny Chesney hanging on at number 2 with Take Her Home. And the number 1 tune this week belongs to Jelly Roll.
Revival. I'm a bottle in the Bible. I'm a Rolling Stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.